Is that, in fact, how your songs got to be recorded by other people from their exposure on the festival?
I don't think so, actually. The people who have recorded my songs I've met through... well, that's not totally the case. I think in some cases people may have heard it. But initially, it was through similar but different networks, through performance, through people I knew who were also performers who heard my songs, who had access to them otherwise. But I know that other people have heard the songs. I'll hear, you know, someone in Boston will say, oh, I heard blah, blah, blah on the radio.
Well, I told you before we started that I was familiar with a song of yours through a version by Anne Hills called Woman of a Calm Heart. Would you do that one for us this morning?
Yes, I will. Anne, actually, I mean, she knew that from Chicago. That's how I know Anne.
Venture near a raging fire, taking the burns of another fire in stride. Oh, to know how closely she can venture before the wrong words can escape, before the truth can hide. Talking off the top of your head again, we'll just see how far you get again, when the last thing that you want tonight is to lie alone in your bed again. Oh, to be a woman of resilience, who can take the punches and the swings and still have arms for warmer things, able to put a quick retort aside. Oh, to move as easily as she through life, who was joyful in her triumph and patient when denied. Justify the rules of the race again. You think you've got an open shut case again, but the first thing that you're gonna find is your dreams blowing up in your face again. Oh, to be a woman of forgiveness, where the times that count are the times that be, and she faces each one separately. Holding a grudge is the last thing on her mind. Oh, to feel as free as she of burden, who has sorted out what's worthy kept and can leave the rest behind. Doing good's whatever you say it is. You want to show and tell them the way it is. But what good is that if your feelings are gonna change? Change along with what day it is. Oh, to be a woman
at 92.3 KROQ, that's Eileen Weiss and Woman of a Calm Heart. This is Pete Fornital. I'll have more with the Fast Folk after these messages.
When I heard about Lilco's new refrigerator rebate program, it made me wonder just how much it cost to run my refrigerator. So I called the people at Lilco. Well, they said the old refrigerator I just replaced used a lot of electricity. about 75 cents worth each day. It turns out my refrigerator uses more electricity than any other appliance in my home. My new energy-efficient refrigerator costs about half as much to operate. Plus, because my new unit conserves electricity, Lilco gave me a cash rebate of $120. It's a good deal. I'm saving money, and because I'm conserving energy, I'm helping preserve the environment.
If you'd like more information about cash rebates for energy-efficient refrigerators or any of Lilco's other energy conservation programs, call us at 800-692-2626. That's 800-692-2626. The people at Lilco, working harder to serve you better.
Do you notice subsidized 6-month phone payments up to 6 months? No money down with approved credit, tax tag, and title. Dual delivery, 0% financing, select new models, only 50% off based on 91 Ford Festiva, 138857, 4,000 cash back, and 92 Dodge Monaco, 016786. Trade to be carried over on new vehicle purchase.
The presidents are cutting deals. They dare you to compare the offers at Autoland. Absolutely no cash down. Monday, President's Day only. Buy new cars and trucks. No cash down. No payments for up to 6 full months. 0% factory financing. Prices up to 50% off. Or cash back up to $4,000. New Ford, Dodge, Chrysler, Plymouth, even new Toyota at one half the retail price. New cash down. 0% factory financing. Cash back up to $4,000. You can play through May and make no payments till the summer, even if you're a first-time buyer. Plus, if we make a deal, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. The presidents are cutting deals. Monday only till 10 p.m. Autoland, Route 22 East, Springfield, New Jersey. Call 1-800-AUTOLAND for instant credit approval.
Hi, I'm Dick Clark. I'm real happy to be part of the 100th birthday celebration for Nabisco Shredded Wheat. To make it special, Shredded Wheat is giving presents instead of getting them. They're putting $1 million worth of $100 mail-in certificates inside their boxes. This could be your day to win a $100 present.
No purchase necessary. To enter and for sweepstakes rules, see marked boxes of Nabisco Shredded Wheat. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 or over. Certificate must be redeemed by December 31st, 1992.
Hey, don't miss out.
The 1992 Grammy Awards are back in New York, and 92.3 K-Rock, Budweiser, and the host committee for the Grammy Awards are celebrating. Announcing the 1992 Classic Grammy Party at Planet Hollywood on Grammy Night, Tuesday, February 25th. Starting Monday, listen to the Howard Stern Show each morning as we tell you the classic Grammy artist of the day. Five times each day, we'll play songs from the classic Grammy artist, and the first five callers to identify our artist will win tickets to the Grammy Party. You can look in each day's New York Post or stop by our studios to get exact contest hours. And there's more. At the party, one of our ticket winners will win a brand new 1992 Pontiac Grand Am. And we'll also have a Club Med trip to Huatulco, Mexico. Certain restrictions apply. You can also win a Sony CD player and more. Dave Herman will host the party, which will include food, music, and watching the Grammy show on Planet Hollywood's giant screens. You'll meet the K-Rock air staff and lots of celebrity guests. It's a classic night on the town at Planet Hollywood on 57th Street. And it's from the host committee for the Grammy Awards, Budweiser, Nothing Beats a Bud, and the classic rock station, 92.3 K-Rock.
This is Pete Fornatale back with you on the Sunday show with my guest this morning, Richard Meyer, who is the current editor of the Fast Folk Musical Magazine. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary this week with three shows down at the Bottom Line on February 20th, 21st, and 22nd. That's two shows a night, Richard?
That's right. 7:30 and 10:30.
How are ticket sales going, and how can people find out more?
They can call the Bottom Line at...
I know it by heart.
228-6300.
228-6300. 6300. Ah, darn it.
Yes.
But anyway, that's two shows a night, three nights this week, Fast Folk Musical Magazine, down at the Bottom Line. And another one of the people who will be performing with you is with us this morning. Would you do the honors?
Hugh Blumenfeld. I guess I'd met Hugh at the speakeasy hanging around, but the first impression that I have of this fine young man was that we both recorded for Fast Folk. Then it was called The Coop before it was actually incorporated as a not-for-profit and got into officialdom. It was then just a division of the speakeasy. It was a committee at the speakeasy.
Right.
So we went to record for this thing, The Coop. Jack Hardy dragged us out there. And that's when I remember hearing him first. And we've gone on to record on a bunch of different records. And Hugh was associate editor for a few years.
Still am.
Still.
You.
Yeah.
How long have you been at this, you?
At this?
Performing.
I really think I got serious when I came to New York. Out there where Richard is talking about was Mark Dan's attic out in Brooklyn.
Now, you're from New Jersey. correct?
I grew up a lot in New Jersey. Yeah, I was born actually in Queens.
Uh-huh.
And grew up most of my childhood in New Jersey.
And what was the magnet that brought you to the Coop, to Fast Folk?
That's a good question. It was, I had come to New York to do graduate work. I had just finished a degree in Chicago, actually, probably while Eileen was there, in creative writing and literature, and I'd started a PhD program at NYU. And I was in the process of being very discouraged by most of the poetry I'd heard and most of the poetry I was writing myself, and I had thought that by using song as a medium, I could make the poetry speak more, you know, in a real voice, in something that was more dynamic than the things I was seeing on the page that, when I'd go to poetry readings, just, you know, elicited these, you know, very polite clapping noises from the audience.
Isn't it finger snaps?
No, that's cool. The finger snapping
that's
is
a
cool.
Positive.
That's cool. But it was a little polite hand clapping and sherry afterwards, and I was looking for something with a little more guts to it. And the Speakeasy had these open mics.
Right.
The Speakeasy and Folk City at the time, but Speakeasy, there was something going on there that was very unique, and you could sense it right away, that there was actually community at the Speakeasy. And that's where I met all kinds of people. Janet Stecker, Christine Lavin was one of the first people I met, and Jack Hardy.
What has your involvement meant to your career, to your life?
It's been a really major thing for me. It's it has connected me with a group of people who I think of as artists and poets whose work moves me more often than not, which was more than I could say for a long time about the poets that I was trying to read and understand and be with. I thought their work was first rate, and I enjoyed working with them. I enjoyed being in a place where I could hear a lot of new music as it was coming up. We had the songwriters' meetings. The Songwriters Exchange usually met at the Cornelia Street Cafe every Monday night. It moved to Jack Hardy's house. You'd hear things hours after they'd been written.
That must be exciting.
It was very exciting.
That close to the process of it all. And just to reassure you that your own work is moving as well, it was because of your song Brothers that I first found out about you a couple of years ago and once described that as one of the most affecting songs I've ever heard. We played it earlier in the program today. We'd love to have you do something else live for us.
Okay. This is a song for hard times. Bring stones. Bring stones to the river if they weigh your pockets down. Bring stones to the river, skip them on the water. Circles of light and ripples on the other shore. Bring stones. Canes have cast. Bring stones from Gibraltar, Beijing's wall. Stones
stones from Delphi, stones from Sinai. Bring stones from the hearth, stones from the moon, stones with moss and stones with none. Bring stones of fire, stones of gall, the stone from the heart, then the vows have stalled. Stones, 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 you must bring stones. Stones, 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 lay down your load. Stones, stones, stones.
At 92.3 K-Rock, that's Hugh Blumenfeld and Stones. Hugh, along with Eileen Weiser, two of about two dozen performers, will be celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Fast Folk Musical Magazine down at the Bottom Line on February 20th, 21st, and 22nd this week. We're also talking to Richard Meyer, the current editor of the magazine. 65 of them on vinyl.
That's right.
And the last four, you've made that leap, that CD leap?
That's right. We sent a questionnaire out to our subscribers a couple years ago now, and everybody who responded said they wanted to stay in LPs. And then, as I saw all the other record companies switching over, we sent out another questionnaire, and things turned around completely. We only got one person who wanted vinyl.
Amazing how quick.
But the great thing about CD, as I'm sure everyone knows by now, is that it has almost twice the time capacity. So where we might put 12 cuts on a record before, this one that we just put out last week from the Postscript Coffee House at Columbia has 19 songs on it.
Mm.
And last year's live show came in at 77 minutes, 14 seconds, which is just under the limit of CD's capacity.
You made it. You made it. I had it in mind, Richard, to ask you about Fast Folk's greatest hits. And I guess one way to measure that would be five of the artists that have passed through Fast Folk that have gone on to win Grammys.
It's certainly a mark in the commercial world of a certain stature and acceptance by the business, by a large audience. It's Julie Gold, who won From a Distance,
right,
for From a Distance last year. Suzanne Vega won a Grammy. Lyle Lovett, Tracy Chapman, who we recorded in 1986, Sean Colvin won for the Best Folk Album last year.
And all of the material that they've done for you should be available somewhere in that catalog of music that you've been putting together for the last 10 years.
That's right.
That's terrific. So, why don't we close out with something that people could only get from Fast Folk, from an artist that they're familiar with. You got one that qualifies?
Sure. We have one of Suzanne Vega's cuts. This is a song called The Marching Dream, and it's on our 6th anniversary issue.
And information about the magazine and your efforts will be available at the Bottom Line shows?
That's right.
That's terrific. February 20th, 21st, and 22nd.
Yeah, I hope people come down. The shows have sold out, so they should call for tickets, come down for them now.
Terrific.
We make folk music sound like this serious, very solemn thing, but the shows are a gas. The finales are wild. There's a lot of funny songs. It runs the gamut.
Happy anniversary.
Thanks.
Thanks for being with us on the Sunday show at 92.3 K-Rock.
face was old and all the children came to see. First they laughed and then they ran and I slammed the door behind them. And as the tears began to rise, you climbed the stairs. You came into my room where I was waiting there. Now I have dreamed of all men's arms, but this time it was you. I drew the curtains and it was dim and it was strange and it was new.
Song music marathons mean the most music on 92.3 K-Rock, WXRK New York, Howard Stern all morning, classic rock and roll all day.
Don't cry, baby, don't cry, don't cry. don't you worry anymore. 'Cause when life looks like easy street, there is danger at your door. Now think this through with me. Let me know your mind. Oh, what I want to know is, are you kind? Now it's a buck answer's voice, my friend. Better take my advice. You know all the rules by now, and the fire from the ice. Now will you come with me? Won't you come with me? Oh, I want to know, will you come with me? Sister, will I declare, have you seen the like? Their walls are filled with cannonballs. Their motto is, don't tread on me. Come here, Uncle John's band, play into the tide. Come on along, go along. Now he's come to take his children home.
.3 K-Rock, the classic rock station. Pete Fornital on the Sunday show. As I mentioned, next week we'll be doing our alternative Grammys show. John Platt will be sitting in, and we'll do our annual alternative Grammys. But this week I wanted to review some of the mainstream albums that came out in 1991 that didn't wander too far away from my CD player at home, and that was certainly one of them. The Dedicated Anthology, where a wide range of artists covered material by the Grateful Dead, artists like Los Lobos and Bruce Hornsby, Elvis Costello, Suzanne Vega, Dwight Yoakam, Warren Zevon with David Lindley, and my favorite from the whole album, Indigo Girls, and their version of Uncle John's Band. Before that, we heard Paul Simon from the concert in Central Park, one of my happiest days last year, and it's nice to have it preserved not only in video form, but also on that double CD. We heard Obvious Child and Boy in the Bubble. Due to a quirk in the real Grammys, that album is ineligible this year, but Rhythm of the Saints is, because the Grammy year runs from November to November as opposed to January to December. So I think it is up there for Album of the Year, and we'll see if history will repeat itself on Tuesday night. The Grammys are at Radio City Music Hall. And in fact, we're doing a big K-Rock party the night of the Grammys. You'll hear more about that on the station. So just stay tuned to the classic rock station, 92.3 K-Rock.
George, did you chop this cherry tree?
It's no big deal.
It is now. Your Toyota dealer invites you to come in for President's Week and do a little chopping of your own. They'll be chopping prices and cutting deals all week on their biggest Toyota selection ever. Tercels, Corollas, and Celicas. Save on Toyota 4x2s and 4x4 trucks. America's most popular 4x4 compact. Cut yourself a deal with factory-to-dealer incentives and big savings on option packages. Cut a great deal on the all-new Camry. It's bigger, more powerful, with more built-in value than ever. And these Toyota deals let you carve out the financing and leasing options you want. Right now, you don't have to chop your budget to get the Toyota you want. See your local Toyota dealer and cut a great deal for President's Week. Timber!
I cannot tell a lie. I cut a great deal at my Toyota dealer.
Look for Dial-A-Mattress in USA Today's full-page ad for AT&T's 1-800 service numbers. And why not get your mate a mattress this Valentine's Day? A gift you'll both enjoy for years. And ask about Dial-A-Mattress's 90-day deferred payment plan. Order your mattress today and don't pay until May of 1992. Dial-A-Mattress is a nationwide service. All you have to do is pick up that phone and call 1-800-MATTRES. Dial toll-free 24 hours a day. It's a national shop-at-home service. You can order your mattress from anywhere in the country. You pick the day, you pick the time, 6 a.m. until midnight. You are the boss. And when you call that number, you'll reach a trained bedding consultant, not just an order taker, but someone who'll help you make the right choice at the right price. 1-800-MATTRESS. 1-800-MATTRES. And don't forget to leave off that last S, because that's the S for savings.
When I heard about Lilco's new refrigerator rebate program, it made me wonder just how much it cost to run my refrigerator. So I called the people at Lilco. Well, they said the old refrigerator I just replaced used a lot of electricity, about 75 cents worth each day. It turns out my refrigerator uses more electricity than any other appliance in my home. My new energy-efficient refrigerator cost about half as much to operate. Plus, because my new unit conserves electricity, Lilco gave me a cash rebate of $120. It's a good deal. I'm saving money, and because I'm conserving energy, I'm helping preserve the environment.
If you'd like more information about cash rebates for energy-efficient refrigerators or any of Lilco's other energy conservation programs, call us at 800-692-2626. That's 800-692-2626. The people at Lilco, working harder to serve you better.
Mom's got deep dark chocolate and chili coconut. Because sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
Who wants Trident?
I do.
Love the taste?
I do.
Cinnamon, fresh mint, and four more flavors.
I do.
Sugar-free Trident. The one gum more dentists recommend actually tastes great, too. So who wants Trident?
I do.
Who does?
I do.
We do.
Who?
I do.
Good for your teeth? Great taste, too. Who wants Trident?
I do.
The Bottom Line welcomes on February 19th, straight from outer space, an evening with Sun Ra and his intergalactic orchestra. February 20th through the 22nd, as you heard, the 10th anniversary of the Fast Folk Musical Magazine, featuring David Massengill, Christine Lavin, Jack Hardy, and a host of others over those three nights. February 23rd, the Bluebird Cafe series, writers in the round, including Mary Chapin Carpenter, Hal Ketchum, Gary Burr, Hugh Presswood, Karen Stanley, John Vestner, and special guest Kathy Mateo. February 25th, an evening with Steve Smith and Vital Information. February 26th, Peter Himmelman, also appearing Disappear Fear. February 27th, David Wilcox and Patty Larkin. February 28th, an evening with Buster Poindexter and his Banshees of Blue. On February 29th and March 1st, it's an evening with Malathini and the Mahotella Queens. March 3rd and 4th, Richard Thompson solo, also appearing Dave Alvin. And on March 5th, in their own words, a bunch of songwriters sitting around singing, another in that series hosted by Vin Scalza, featuring Dave Alvin, Allison Moray, Barrett Strong, and Richard Thompson. For more information, you can call the Bottom Line at 212-228-6300. Pete Fornital back with you on the Sunday show for this February 16th. Next Sunday, our Alternative Grammys show. John Platt will be sitting in. But today, we've been so busy these last few months, we never really did get to do a 1991 wrap-up. So we're just looking back and listening back to some of the releases from 1991 that never wandered too far from the old CD player at home. And that certainly qualifies for this next recording. Some people called it a comeback, but listeners to this show know that he's never been away. Roger McGuinn at 92.3 K-Rock.
From the ones who wanna love them, he's scared and he's
92.3 K-Rock, the classic rock station. One of my favorite albums from 1991, New Moonshine by James Taylor. We heard Shed a Little Light and that first single, Copper Line. One of my favorite visits to the show last year was by James Taylor. We're going to repeat that, by the way, on the Sunday closest to James' birthday in March. His birthday is March 12th, so whatever Sunday is closest to that, we'll rerun our visit with James Taylor from last fall upon the release of New Moonshine. And don't forget that it's a Dire Straits Listener Appreciation Weekend, and we have tickets for the Meadowlands on February 23rd and the Nassau Coliseum February 28th. Tickets are available for both shows at the respective box offices, Ticketmaster, Ticketmaster Charge, and Crossroads Tickets, Route 4 East in Paramus. If you'd like to win a pair of tickets, plus a CD copy of their latest album, On Every Street, I'll take a random caller right now at 955-9292 who can name any three songs I've played in the last hour. And listen next hour and throughout the weekend for another chance to win. All winners are eligible for the grand prize of Philips LHH 1000 Compact Disc System, valued at $4,000, to be awarded on the Dave Herman Rock and Roll Afternoon Show tomorrow on the classic rock station, 92.3 K-Rock.
Tremendous excitement here in Olympic Arena, Harry, where the big hockey game is...
Excuse me, George, but the hockey players are coming off the ice.
What?
Yeah, they're climbing into the stands, gathering around a fan who's scratching a New Jersey lottery ticket.
Well, that's the darndest thing, a lottery ticket?
Yeah, George, it's Winning Spirit, the new Olympic scratch-off game from the New Jersey Lottery. For just a buck, he could win $25,000.
$25,000? Wow! Can you see what he's doing?
Well, it looks really fun. He scratches off the Olympic rings on the Winning Spirit game card, then he adds up the medals to see if he's won.
This crowd has really come alive.
He's going for the $25,000. Still scratching. And yes, he wins it all! The whole enchilada!
And the money!
Play Winning Spirit. It's the only Olympic game held in New Jersey this year. Win $25,000 in an instant. Winning Spirit. Scratch it. Catch it. Now at your New Jersey lottery agent.
The players are carrying him off on their shoulders. And Harry, wait. Harry, where are you going?
To New Jersey to play Winning Spirit.
Dealer to subsidize 6 month loan payments up to 6 months. No money down with approved credit, tax tag, and title. Dealer delivery 0% financing. Select new models only 50% off based on 91 Ford Festiva 138857, 4,000 cash back, and 92 Dodge Monaco 016786. Trade to be carried over on new vehicle purchase.
The presidents are cutting deals. They dare you to compare the offers at Autoland. Absolutely no cash down. Monday, President's Day only. Buy new cars and trucks. No cash down. No payments for up to 6 full months. 0% factory financing. Prices up to 50% off. Or cash back up to $4,000. New Ford, Dodge, Chrysler, Plymouth, even new Toyota at 1/2 the retail price. New cash down. 0% factory financing. Cash back up to $4,000. You can play through May and make no payments till the summer, even if you're a first-time buyer.
Plus, if we make a deal,
we'll pay off your trade,
no matter how much you owe.
The presidents are cutting deals.
Monday only till 10 p.m.
Autoland, Route 22 East, Springfield, New Jersey.
Call 1-800-AUTOLAND for instant credit approval.
Willard Scott here for Ryopan Plus 2. Folks work so hard today, it's no wonder so many are getting acid indigestion. Here's Lynn from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
You know, Willard, it's just one project after another. Oh, everything goes right to my stomach. I start getting this burning feeling like a pressure.
Sounds to me like you could use Ryopan Plus 2. It starts to fight acid as soon as it hits your stomach. Use only as directed. So, Lynn, make your next project getting some Ryopan Plus 2.
What do you think of new Cineburst gum?
I don't like anything new. Get that microphone out of my face.
Cineburst? Oh, absolutely. It's the best.
It crunches. Those kids deny it, but I know the gum crunches.
It's too much for my dad. Sometimes it's almost too much for me.
All I can tell you at this time is that we're keeping a very close eye on it.
Yes! New Cineburst with flavor crystals. May not be suitable for adults.
Monday on NBC, she had a husband, he had a wife, and they had big plans for murder.
There's more than one way to end a marriage.
From Vincent Bugliosi's best-selling book of the true story, Treat Williams stars in Till Death Us Do Part.
How long does it take to get tired enough of your husband to want to kill him?
A fatal blonde, a lethal lover, a true story, Till Death Us Do Part. Monday at 9, 8 Central on NBC.
92.3 K-Rock, the classic rock station, congratulates Fred Olterzewski of Piscataway, New Jersey, who just won himself a pair of tickets to see Dire Straits, also eligible for the grand prize, which will be awarded tomorrow afternoon on the Dave Herman Rock and Roll Afternoon Show. Pete Fornichel back with you on the Sunday show, reviewing some of the finest from 1991. This gentleman has been so prolific over the years, first made his mark in the 60s, probably achieved some kind of a commercial height in the 70s, but continues to release album after album of truly life-affirming music. And that was true of his 1991 release, a double CD set, no less, from Van Morrison. This is Hymns to the Silence at 92.3 K-Rock. 92.3 K-Rock, the classic rock station, wrapping things up with one of the most affecting records from 1991, or any other year for that matter, Eric Clapton and Tears in Heaven about his late son, Connor. Before that, Van Morrison with the title track from Hymns in the Silence, Hymns to the Silence. That just about does it for this Sunday morning. My thanks to John Platt and Don McGee. This is Pete Fornatel. I'll be on vacation for the next couple of days. John Platt will be sitting in next week for our annual Alternative Grammys program on the Sunday show. You stay tuned for Jimmy Fink on the only station you'll need in 92, the classic rock station, 92.3 K-Rock.
It's a Dire Straits Listener Appreciation Weekend on WXRK, New York's classic rock and roll radio and home of Guaranteed 20-Song Music Marathons. 92.